Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we are loaded up for this hour. I'd like to have a little bit of fun, maybe some lighter topics. We're not going to start lighter, but I will tell you that Dallas Goldtooth is going to swing by. He's an actor, Native American actor, who is in a show on Apple TV+. I've watched a portion of the pilot, The Last Frontier, with Jason Clark and Alfre Woodard's got a good cast. He's in town to promote the show. I think Dallas lives in Chicago, which is one of the reasons he's kind of doing a Midwest swing. John Pertzborn, who's become a friend over the years, Fox 2 anchor, is retiring next Wednesday. I thought it'd be nice to have John on because he's a fan of this show. I'm a fan of him and what he's done. He's got some Wisconsin ties, so he connected with me real early when I was in the market because he knew that I was up in Milwaukee. By the way, to qualify something that Frank said, he said, I know you're a Brewers guy. Let's clarify that and be very clear. I spent 9.5 years working for the Brewers flagship. My wife is a Milwaukee native. And yes, I will root for the Brewers when the Cardinals are not involved. But I am a Cardinals fan, first and foremost. I'm not walking around with Brewers gear around St. Louis. I just want to make sure that my daughter, however, does wear a little bit of Brewers gear. I have no control. That's my wife's influence. But no. But I mean, I can root for the crew because I love the story. It's a smaller market. They've never won a World Series, mainly thanks to the Cardinals dashing their hopes all those years ago. Anyway, Dallas is coming. John Pertzborn plus an audio cut of the day. And even though I kind of lied and said we go light on Fridays at 5, we're not going to today because Brian Kilmeade is with us. We had a big meeting with Trump and Zelensky earlier today. A lot of things going on because of the shutdown. We're going to catch up on all of this. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
All good. How are you?
Good. What'd you think of the meeting with Zelensky and Trump this morning? Obviously, Zelensky looks like he wants those Tomahawk missiles. Trump maybe not ruling it out, but he didn't hand them over today, did he? And he still wants negotiations with Putin and Zelensky, but he admitted these two guys don't like each other very much. That might be an understatement.
Yeah, I just don't see. What I'm most encouraged about is he's going to send Rubio to meet with Lavrov. That's what I'm most encouraged about, because that's the guy that understands who Lavrov is. Not Steve Witkoff, who is a great person, fantastic, loyal friend, but goes, hey, you seem nice, you know, speak good English. He's going to know exactly who Lavrov is, a long-serving servant who really wants to reestablish the Soviet empire, just like Putin does. So, and how, when the guy's lying is when he's talking. They got to be forced to do something with Russia, and it's only through strength that they'll understand that. And the Tomahawk missiles, they knew it would do such damage to the infrastructure that they had to call. And he had a 2.5-hour conversation with Trump. I talked to Trump this morning, and I said, do you think that he is just stringing you out to delay this a little bit more so we could do some more damage because he keeps bombing? And he said, Brian, look, I'll give time so to save lives.
Right.
And he could try to, you know, he could try to make me look bad. But I have ultimate, I'll have control of this whole situation. It's just when we do it. So if I'm him, I would have the Senate vote and pass the massive sanctions. I'd say leave it on my desk. And then I would deliver the Tomahawks to Zelensky. He said, can't use unless I tell you. And then I would go meet in Hungary. And I would have some guarantees that Rubio will get from Lavrov or they're not going to have the meeting. Evidently, Witkoff had a back channel to this meeting and in Alaska, and the back channel says Putin's ready to deal. And
yeah,
they trusted
yeah.
it. And evidently the word was the back channel was lied to. So I'm like, okay, I don't know if I believe that, but that's what.
Well, because I heard that's interesting. You know, one of the things that I heard him repeat several times when he was doing the Q&A with Zelensky here just, you know, a couple hours ago was that he said Putin wants a deal. I think Putin wants a deal. So he's confident. Obviously, he's bolstered by what happened earlier this week with the hostages being released. But you can just kind of hear it in his voice. He wants this thing to start moving around. I mean, this was still a couple of months ago when, you know, he and Putin met. So they want to get some things going here. But it seems to be the ball is in Vladimir Putin's court completely right now.
He's totally untrustworthy, and he's losing a lot. And the president mentioned to me, he goes, believe it or not, the thing that's going to move him, he wants to transition out of this economy. And I told him about the trade opportunities that I would give him, and he wants it over. And I go, really? And he goes, Brian, if he's not, we have things we can do. So my thing is he's trying to upend this meeting with Zelensky because NATO had meetings, NATO made their purchases, through Ukraine. Ukraine says this is the missile defense we need. It's not going to be hodgepodge. This is what we hope to accomplish. And with that, this is the most organized Friday meeting. But out of nowhere, the word comes out that Putin wants to talk. Trump talks for 2.5 hours. So he's smart about doing it. But even I can tell. I'm pretty sure I got to check my resume again. I don't have KGB training. But I could tell what he's up to.
Yeah. I mean,
and so I don't want to insult the president. I just said, Mr. President, my feeling is he just wants to delay your decisions. He wants to, you know, he wants to give you a gray area, and he knows that you want to knock this off of your agenda. But I just think how it ends will decide when it starts again. And he said, his quote to me was, I'm closer to you, your school of thought, than you know. And I go, wow, okay. And then I just talked to General Keane. So there's no two better people to talk to about a conflict that matters so much to our national security. Now, people are listening to us right now who are conservative and are listening to certain blogs.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
And blogs, what am I saying? Podcasts. And they're saying they totally disagree. That it's Ukraine's fault, that this really should be part of Russia, and that Vladimir Putin's being reasonable and the West gave him no choice. I have no patience for those people because they're 100% wrong, and I expect more from them. You know, left-wing people like Bernie Sanders, America's always wrong. You know, Israel's always wrong. I expect that from AOC and the squad. But for people that are very learned on these powerful podcasts and that throw this out and, you know, we shouldn't be doing anything with Venezuela, just worry about our own country, don't understand that Venezuela is our own country, that Ukraine does matter to our national security, and that we have energized and got the attention of all our European allies. And so to defend themselves, now they could want to defend themselves, but they're not capable. But soon they'll be able to if we can get them the weapons they want to buy from us. So we got to pick up the pace there for Pete and those guys. Get that manufacturing base going on military, you know, so it all works. And this is all for profit. This is This is all, you know, we're saving money by stopping Venezuela from trafficking drugs into our country. We're saving money by enforcing the border to not have social programs prop up illegal immigrants. We're saving money and making money by making weapons at a big rate. R&D moves forward, mass manufacturing moves forward, and our enemies, our allies, are capable of defending themselves with our help. This helps everybody.
Brian Kilmeade is back with me this afternoon. What did he say? Did he have an update on anything related to the shutdown? I heard Senator Thune say yesterday, look, we'd love to have, we'll have conversations with the Democrats about the ACA subsidies, but we got past the CR first.
Absolutely. You know what they told me? It looks like Thanksgiving.
Really? So a couple of months.
That?
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I was hoping it wasn't going to be that long, but you know, no one wants to break at this point. And again, I don't see where the left has leverage here. I really don't. Here's where they might have leverage. Look, you know, if I went, you know, I did this before the show here tonight, Brian, go to the STL Today, which is our local, you know, propaganda paper here in St. Louis. And one of the top stories that's up there is about how, you know, you have a situation where some of the checks aren't going to go to people who need the checks here this weekend or in a couple of weeks. I'm looking for the story right now. Oh, here it is. More than 630,000 Missourians to lose food stamp benefits next month under shutdown. Now, I don't know. I didn't dig into the story, but obviously those types of things are going to be out there. And the Democrats, I think, are hoping that the blame gets shifted to Republicans.
Good luck with that. What they're doing is the speaker's out there. Other people are out there getting the message out about the shutdown. So it gets a little redundant after a while. I don't know how much more you're going to add, but they're making it about health care. And what the Republicans got to do is make it. These are pandemic increases that were never supposed to be long-term. They were extended because Obamacare has failed and never become affordable. They were supposed to be out there. Market forces were supposed to drive the price of everything down. Instead, the price of insurance has gone up, and they need subsidies in order to make it affordable. So the bottom line is the thing that you wanted to repeal that's now got people more popular is unsustainable. And that's called Obamacare, created to make a sustainable healthcare system. But the result was, without massive taxpayer subsidies, it doesn't work. And on top of that, no one says, thank God I have Obamacare, because it's the worst healthcare you can have. High deductibles, doctors aren't happy to see it. And, you know, all of Congress who passed it aren't on it. They have a much better plan.
You know, if only some of us had been warning about some of these things at the time, Brian.
Shame.
Yeah,
shame.
Exactly. Hey, you have several options. I think I only have one here in St. Louis. Have you chosen which Hate America rally you're going to attend tomorrow?
Right. I'm going to New Orleans to do a feature with Shaq and Master P.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not going to be able to protest. So my whole family's disappointed they're going to have to protest without me.
Wait, what are you doing with those guys?
They're doing one's president of Sacramento State College, and the other's president of the University of New Orleans, and they're doing a fundraising game. And I got friendly with Percy, and I got, you know, Shaq's been great. So I just thought, they said if I come down there, I'll get the interviews and see the game. And both of them took over. I figured I'll focus on the college sports, how everything's changed,
yeah,
and the kids are getting paid, and talk about how there's still an academic message. And if you were to go to Sacramento State, no offense, you're not going pro. And if you go to the University of New Orleans, you're most likely not going pro, but you're a top program. So what is the message to these schools? I just thought these are two role models. Together, it's too much to pass up.
You can call him Percy. I have to call him Master P. You have that direct relationship with him. That's pretty cool.
He wants me to call him Percy because he wants to get the rapper thing done because he's a businessman now.
Well, that makes sense, right? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
He's a mogul. I think there's no doubt about that. All right, what's coming up on Sunday night?
I'm going to lead with Eric Trump, going to go to Senator Tom Cotton. I got Sid Rosenberg and John Castamatidis talking about this mayoral debate with national implications and, you know, what it means for the business community. Castamatidis, a self-made billionaire. And then I got my interview with Tim Green, who has got ALS and writes books with his eyes. I updated it. You'll see the package on Sunday. I think it'll be one of the most impressive things you've seen. And it's not because I'm on it; it's because Tim Green's featured on it, and those are the those are the things we're going to be doing this weekend. I'm also got the media segment going to be focusing on with Abby Hornacek, whose dad Jeff Hornacek played 20 years in the NBA, but she's a fantastic reporter for us. So that'll be the show coming your way Sunday at 9 o'clock your time.
I learned something there. I knew Abby's name. I knew who she is. I did not know that was her father. It makes sense, though. That's a popular name from the past. Brian, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get it, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.